Why must you always misbehave? I know you're pretty, but damn, you can be a brat sometimes. Are you going to be good for me? Yeah, that should do it. This old car always seems to have a new problem every week. Not that I mind all that much. It gives me an excuse to get out of the house, tune out the world, and work on the car. Though I think I might keep my shirt on next time, though. Those housewives are getting thirsty. And I don't need any nosy neighbors coming by trying to get in my pants. I already have someone special that takes care of my needs and just within reach. I wonder what he'll think at the sight of his stepdad shirtless like this. Where did my adorable boy go? I wonder if he's still studying. He's been working so hard lately. Maybe a quick shower is in order, and then I can go see how my cute boy is doing. Oh, there you are. Having a snack after all that studying? You've been going at it for a while now. Me? Oh yeah, that car loves to be a brat, but I'm pretty good at taming it. It happened again, you know. Yep, the housewives across the street. At least they don't behave like that in front of your mother or you. And I would have to be the one to bury the bodies that lie in her wake. Oh, you think that's funny, huh? I guess you're not worried about her finding out about us. Yeah? You behave yourself pretty well around her. She suspects nothing. She's so busy with work and her hobby, she barely has enough time to look up, let alone wonder if I might be getting my needs met from somewhere else. She's on a business trip out of town this weekend. Unfortunately, all the housewives know this, so I'm afraid we won't be able to play here. What if I mentioned about taking you fishing? No, we won't actually be fishing. We'll probably be up in a 5-star hotel somewhere on the edge of the city, by the lake. Just to make it somewhat believable. You've never been to one before? Well, this hotel is a little different from most hotels. I've been there a few times. How is it any different? High-end escorts go there. Now, of course, if your mother sees we stayed there, she wouldn't bat an eye. To her, it's a normal hotel, but in the lanes I run, it's famous. I can get them to set up some special favors for us. What kind of favors? Well, let's see. Alcohol we'll both like. Nice music. Ropes? Cuffs? I'll bring a couple of toys and we can make a party between us. Aww, that sweet, innocent look of yours. It will all be made clear on the weekend. Don't worry, she'll say yes. She'll barely hear me over the work she's got piled up, but she'll agree. Hey, my eyes are up here. I see you're not immune to my body either. How about I jump in the shower, wash off the sweat from the beating sun, and I can meet you in the bedroom? I'll have something else that mouth can fill. Don't choke now. At least not yet. I need you to be as strong as possible to take the pounding I have in store for you. I'll meet you in my room. Are you ready for me? You are such a good boy. Look at you patiently waiting for me. Think of this as a preview for what you'll experience in the hotel. Maybe I might just be a touch rougher than normal, but I have all this pent-up energy, and I want to put it into good use. Working on that car only amped up my energy. Ever since I woke up, I knew there was only one thing that would satisfy me. But I didn't want to interrupt your college studies. Yes, I waited for you. Because my good boy is worth the wait. Open wide. That's my good boy. Now suck. That's exactly what I've been needing. Only my good boy sucks my cock around here. And you do such a good job, too. That's it. All the way to the base. Choke on it, boy. Is my dick too powerful for you? You better drool on it real good. As soon as we're done here, I'm tossing you over, pulling your pants down, and gonna fuck the life out of you.
That's it. Make it nice and wet. Fuck.
Oh, you're so good at this. Such a beautiful face. And very cute when you look up at me. Too bad I won't be getting to see it when I pound you. You almost made me come before I even got the chance to fuck you. You've gotten better, huh? Pull those pants down and bend over the bed. I had a hot dream about you last night. How I was able to keep my hands off you this morning is beyond me. I'm gonna push myself inside you. Are you gonna take care of Daddy?
Okay.
I know I'm being rough, but as soon as I come, I'll be gentle with you. Fuck. Why would you be jealous? I have you, my personal little fleshlight, to take care of Daddy. Look after me. You'd make a perfect little house husband. Take it. God, wouldn't that be a dream, wouldn't it? Coming home and greeting me at the door. You falling to your knees and opening that mouth to receive my thick cock. You'd like that. We'll get to play all on the weekend. No one will find out. Fuck. I'm close already. Oh, shit. That talented mouth excited me too much. Fuck. Are you ready to be filled up again? Oh, fuck. Good boy. Take my cum. Fuck. Fuck. Good boy. Good boy. God, I needed that. Are you okay? Your legs were trembling a little bit back there. You were getting lost in the feeling? That felt good, huh? Of course it felt good for me. No one makes me come as hard as you. You know just what to do to excite me and drive me wild. You've been studying so hard lately. How about we both take a break? Sit down and you can teach me how to play Smash again. Yeah, I think I've gotten a little better. But before that, you can lay with me and we can cuddle a bit. Rest your head on my chest. That's it. Let's stay here for a bit and... Who is that? Oh God, it's that woman from across the road. What does she want now? You're gonna go get it? You're gonna shoo her away from me? Good. God, you're such a good boy. Thank you. Once you're done, come back here. I'm not finished cuddling with you yet.